Behold, I will send my angel, who shall go before thee and keep thee in thy journey, and bring thee into the place that I have prepared. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. St. Francis Regis, having passed several nights without almost no sleep, at the close of a mission, was going to another village to begin to preach another mission. On this way, he was overcome with sleep and was walking direct towards a precipice without noticing it. Another moment and he would have fallen over the cliff. But he suddenly felt himself held by an invisible hand, and waking up, he saw the abyss at his very feet. He at once fell on his knees to thank God for sending an angel to protect him. Today, on this last Sunday of the month of September, it is Angel Sunday, and today I would like to speak about the guardian angel. And today after Mass, I invite all the children to come to the communion rail and to receive the special blessing for the children and to receive a blessed medal of the guardian angel. The words which our Lord spoke, or God spoke to the people of Israel, apply to the holy guardian angel. Behold, I will send my angel who shall go before thee and keep thee in thy journey and bring thee into the place that I have prepared. When the Israelites journeyed through the desert 40 years, God placed them under the special protection and guidance of an angel who went before them, protected them against all the dangers, and conducted them into the land of Canaan. And the holy guardian angels do the same for us. They accompany us on our journey through this life, guard and protect us, and lead us into heaven if we allow ourselves to be led by them. Hopefully, we pray every day to our guardian angel. But it's good from time to time to remind ourselves, particularly if we have to go through very difficult times in our lives, to remind ourselves that next to us there is a good friend who will never leave you and me. At every moment, there is next to us our guardian angel. And it is a comforting and encouraging thought and truth to think about our guardian angel. He is always there, is always available for you if you want. And it's good to think on one Sunday of the year about our guardian angel. We should be conscious that our guardian angel protects us even before our birth. He protects us after our birth, during our childhood, and during our entire life, and at the hour of our death. In particular, children need to be conscious of their guardian angel, because they especially need the protection of their guardian angel. They have no presentiment of the dangers of this life. They are also thoughtless and curious, and therefore experience and have a desire to see and to hear and to enjoy whatever has charm for them. And how easily they can be injured and hurt. No less are the dangers of their souls, since they cannot yet fully distinguish between right and wrong, are by nature prone to evil, and hear and see, particularly today, many evil things. It happens only too often, particularly in our own times, that they deviate from the right path. Many children are not properly watched and guarded, for some parents do not really care about the souls of their children, care more about money, their dog, or other things. And is it not perfectly reasonable then to believe, it is the belief of the Catholic Church, the universal magisterium of the Church, that God places children and even us adults under the protection of His holy angels in order to guard them against all injuries of body and soul? And our Lord Himself assures us in plain words of this truth when He says, "See that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say to you that the angels in heaven always see the face of my Father who is in heaven." But even we adults should be conscious. We should be conscious every single day that there is next to us an angel, our guardian angel, who guards us, who guards our bodies during the whole course of our lives. The angel of the Lord stood by the side of the Israelites on their journey through the desert in every danger and need. To us also, God has appointed an angel upon our journey through this life, which is so full of dangers and trials and difficulties, and He guards us in all necessities. When we look in the New Testament, we read that St. Peter was in prison, guarded by soldiers, and the following day he was to be executed. An angel of the Lord came then to him, awakened him from sleep, and said, "Gird thyself and put on thy sandals, cast thy garment about thee, and follow me." And immediately the chains fall from his hands, the iron gate opened to them of itself. The angel conducted him through the midst of the guards and accompanied him through a street till he was in safety and finally disappeared. And full of amazement, St. Peter exclaims, "Now I know in very deed that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." St. Paul, in the same way, on his trip to Rome, was in a ship which was overtaken by a very violent storm, that all hopes of safety were lost. But he exhorted his fellow passengers to be of good mind, assuring them that an angel had stood by him that night and told them that there should be no loss of any man's life among them. And thus it came to pass, every soul got safe to land. And history furnishes many, many, many similar examples of the miraculous protection and intervention of the angels. You probably could tell from your own experience in your life many stories about the protection of your guardian angel. And how thankful must we be towards God, who has given us his angels as guardians. But the main office of our guardian angel is to protect our immortal souls, to watch over men that they may serve God and save their own souls. That is the main office of your guardian angel. And therefore the apostle writes, "Are they not all ministering spirits sent to minister of them who shall receive the inheritance of salvation?" So every single thing what our guardian angel does for us serves the only purpose that we will make it to heaven after this life. And he does that in many, many ways. For example, if you have a good thought in your mind, if you think something good, for example, you have the incentive to go to church, to attend an extra mass, that thought is from your guardian angel. Oh, he tells you and gives you the thought to say one more rosary. That's your guardian angel. Oh, you are tempted to sin, to do something evil. The thought in your head, "I should not really do that," this comes from your guardian angel. And if you are suffering under many crosses, under temptations, and so forth, you truly should invoke him. Talk to your guardian angel as your best friend. And truly, he is your best friend. Even we treat him many times as not existing. We should tell him our problems, our difficulties, our crosses, and ask him for his help. Right. Our guardian angel protects us from the snares of the enemies of our salvation. St. Peter Damian says, "Heavenly spirits daily hasten over the globe and reach out to us a helping hand in the struggle. For how could man, weak as he is, resist the cunning of the vile and skillful enemy? If the power of the angels did not keep temptation away from us." And so long as we live on this earth, as I said so many times, we must fight. For the world, the flesh, and the devil place all kinds of obstacles in the way of our service of God and seek to lead us into evil and into sin. By the exertions of these our enemies, hard struggles ensue, in which even well-trained soldiers of Christ might well become discouraged and faint-hearted. Now it is the angels to assist, to inspire us with courage and to obtain of God the grace to win the victory over all the enemies of our salvation. The guardian angel protects us to obtain of God grace for sinners and for the salvation of their souls. Remember, our Lord speaks in the Gospel about a certain man who had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none, no fruit. And he said to the dresser of the vineyard, "Behold, for these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none." And then he said, "Cut it down, therefore. Why cumbereth it the ground?" But he answering said to him, "Lord, let it alone this year also, until I dig about it and dang it, and if happily it bear fruit, but if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down." Let us recognize the guardian angel in the dresser of the vineyard. God frequently raises his arm, perhaps sometimes above us, in order to cut down men on account of their constant sins, impenitence, like unfruitful trees, and cast them into the fire. But one is there who intervenes, our guardian angel. He intervenes constantly for you and for me on the throne of God. He intervenes, intercedes, and obtains for us and for them the grace of penance. The guardian angels do to us what the angel of the Lord did to the Israelites. They go before us, for already in our mother's womb and in our early childhood, they watched over us and took us under their protection. They guard us on our way through this life, helped us in all our needs of body and soul, and confer on us many, many benefits and graces, even in the most cases we don't recognize them. And finally, they bring us into the place which God has prepared for us, for they protect us in the hour of our death from all the assaults of Satan and accompany our soul to God. Let us recognize then how much we owe to them, how much we owe to our guardian angel, and labor to make ourselves worthy of their protection. Let us venerate them daily and invoke them every morning and evening to assist us in all our dangers, in all our difficulties, in all our crosses and problems and so forth. But let us follow also their counsel. And thus we will make the holy angels our best friends, how it should be. And they will keep a loving watch over us in life and in the hour of our death, and conduct us and our departing soul to God in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.